爱与理智如何教养有责任心、爱心和自信心的孩子这本书呢，已经运到了。
Last month, it is recommended by church with a book titled "Parenting with Love and Logic: How to Teach Your Children with Responsibility, Love, and Self-Confidence."
那我鼓励父母亲两个人一起来参加，这不是做母亲的事，而是呢父母亲。的义务和责任。
I encourage both husband and wife to come to the training class. It is not only just for mom, it is also for dad as well.
同时呢，我相信呢，这是一个非常特殊的一个教育投资和属灵投资。
Same time, I believe it is a very special investment in education and the spiritual growth.
所以呢，不要让这个机会呢轻易的流失。
They don't let it pass by easily.
那共同学习教养孩童，从一个角度来看的话呢，是学习让耶稣基督成为我家之主的一种方式。
Study together how to teach children from another perspective. It is another way to learn. Let Jesus Christ to be the Lord of our families.
从另一个角度来看，共同学习教养孩童，也彰显出耶稣基督。是我家之主。
From another angle, learning together to teach children also demonstrates that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our family.
你我用圣经的教导来教养神所赐的产业。
Both you and I, let's teach the inheritance from God, the gift from God.
所以呢，请你找张敏或金红姐妹，也可以找黄勋丽弟兄报名。
Please register with Sister 张敏 and 金红 and also Brother 勋丽。
Amy 带了三个调皮的孩子来，在老张的玫瑰花园里撒野。
Amy took three naughty kids to play wildly.In the rose garden of Mr. Zhang.
老张呢在屋子里看到了火大地说我要出去好好训训这些小鬼把我的玫瑰花都给弄断了。
Looking from his house, Zhang was very angry. He was saying, I need to go out to give them a good lesson.
何必你去呢老张的太太说由我去。
Why you should go? Zhang's wife told him, let me to go.
Amy, 张太太小声地说，那些花都有刺，又刚喷了杀虫剂。
Mrs. Zhang whispered to Amy that these flowers has thorn and just been sprayed with insecticide.
张伯伯怕你们被吃到有毒，他在楼上呢看的呢紧张的不得了呢。
Yeah, Uncle Zhang was very afraid of that. Maybe these roses will sting the children and with the poison, so he was so nervous.
旅馆里借给旅客使用的浴袍总是失窃。
Now those bathrobes that landed to those customers in the hotels always get stolen.
房客部主任呢，气愤地写了一张公告呢，打算呢发到各房间。
Our room division director wrote a bulletin and was planning to distribute it to the rooms.
偷窃本旅馆浴袍者将被送警就办。
Those steal the bathrobes will be reported to police and will be further investigated.
隔一天呢，他把内容改了，请勿将本旅馆的浴袍吸走，以免触法。
The next day, he wrote a different bulletin. It says, "Please don't take the bathrobe with you, in case you will violate law."
再隔一天，他又把内容改了。如果您对浴袍感兴趣，请洽门客房部，我们有全新的可以卖给你。
Next day, he changed the bulletin again. He said, "If you are interested in a bathrobe, just please let us know. We have a brand new for you to buy."
免得呢，你拿走用过的浴袍 却被呢扣了新浴袍的钱。
Don't take the used one because you will be billed with a brand new price.
女儿交了要好的男朋友，居然脾气跟老爸一样固执。
A lady recently had a boyfriend who has the same temper with her father.
有一天呢，为了约会还顶撞老爸呢。
One day, for the, in order to date, she has some conflict with her dad.
你为什么爱上这小子呢？老爸厉声地问女儿，他哪一点好，值得你爱？
Snapped with his daughter, the dad said, "Why are you falling in love with this young man? What's good about him?"
Daddy, 您不觉得他的个性很像您吗？有一点直，有一点固执。
Daddy, don't you see? He has a little bit of similarity with you. He's straight, and he's also very stubborn.
女儿说。我爱您的个性，觉得呢像你这样坚持到底的个性才能成功。
The daughter said, "I love your characteristics. The only person that has this kind of characteristics will succeed."
他虽然不及您，但是多少有点像您，所以我爱他。
Though he's not quite there yet, but I still love him.
明明医生开了药，老太太却固执不吃。
Obviously, the doctors already give the prescription. This old lady was stubborn to take the medicine.
结果呢，整夜咳，吵得儿子呢睡不好觉。
Therefore, she's coughing all night, and the sons cannot even sleep.
我要去讲讲老娘。儿子早上呢对太太说，他太过分了，简直跟我们过不去嘛。
I want to go to tell my mom. She just so much making us giving us some hard time to sleep.
别急别急，太太呢把他拉住，先想想，换个方法说。
Don't worry. The wife just took her husband and said, "Let's think about. Maybe we should tell her in a different way."
吃早餐的时候，儿子对老母亲开口了：“妈，真是母子连心。你咳嗽就算很小声，我都会听到。”
At the breakfast, the son told.His mom and just said, since mom and I were so connected, so every time you cough, even very lightly, I will feel that.
心不安，你上床前还是吃点药吧。
So to make me peace, why not just take some medicine before you go to bed?
同一件事，我们总是可以从不同的角度去看。而产生完全不同的感觉，说出完全不同的话。
We can always view things in a different angle, therefore we can always have a different feeling and telling in a different way.
我们说话伤人，多半是因为没有换个角度看事情。
Many times we speak and hurt people is because we didn't change our perspective.
也可以说我们呢总是从负面来思想。
Another way is we always think in the negative ways.
窗子开着，有凉风进来，做丈夫的可能骂太太，你难道不冷吗？怎么不关窗子呢？
When cold breeze came in through the windows, the husband may always scold the wife and say,Don't you feel cold? Why not close the window?
然而做丈夫的也可以换一句话说，太太，我怕你会冷，把窗子关上吧。
But the husband can change in a different word and saying, honey, why not shut the windows? I feel you may get cold.
另一个例子是呢，你交了一叠钱给朋友，我们会说数一数，回头少了可别怪我。
Another example is sometimes we give a pile of money to our friend and say, "Hey, count it. Don't come to me if you later find it's short.
我们说的没错，但是呢，他却不好意思数了。
And it is all right, we said what we said, but our friend feel embarrassed to count the money.
我们呢何不换一个方法说呢还是数数吧因为呢我有时候糊涂搞不好多给你了。
Why not say in a different way and say, why don't you count? Because I was kind of so messy, so maybe I give you a little bit more than I should.
最能够把话说到人的心窝里的人，总是最为别人设想的人。
It is the mostly the people will feel considerate about others is to think others in their perspective.
那么怎么样的人呢？会为别人设想呢
？Now, what kind of a people can think?In other people's perspective,
我们是不是觉悟到自己有意无意地用话语刺伤了别人
？Are we aware of sometimes we intentionally or unintentionally to hurt people with our words?
到底这个话语的影响力、正面的建设力，或者是负面的杀伤力有多大呢
？How big this impact of the speech?Whether it's a positive, constructive one or the negative, hurting one.
那怎么去面对处理出自你我嘴巴的话语呢
？How to deal with the speech?
那请先和我用中文一起来读雅各书第三章一到六节。
Now please, let's read Chinese, James 3:1-6.
然后跟春刚弟兄一起用英文读接下来的7-12节。
And then read with David, English from verse 7-12.
好不好？我们一起来，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看啊，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样石头在白堤里也是最小的却能说大话看啊最小的火能点着最大的森林舌头就是火在我们白体中舌头是个罪恶的世界能污秽全身也能把生命的轮子点起来并且是从地狱里点着的
All kinds of animals, birds,Reptiles and the creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse man who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing.My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
作者雅各在第二章最后一节说了什么
What did, James said at the end of chapter 2.
第二十六节，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
Verse 22 says, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead."
强调圣经所说的信心呢，是有行为、有行动表彰的。
It is emphasized that the faith in the Bible is demonstrated by deeds and actions.
因此呢，大家刚刚读到的经文也跟这一节连在一起。你我平常的说话也是一种行为。
Thus, the scripture we just read is associated with the verse here, and therefore, the speech that we have during, in our daily life is another action.
所以，我们每一位基督门徒都要问： 我们的话语是不是表彰出你我在基督里的信心。
Therefore, each of us are disciples should ask ourselves, are speeches the demonstration of the Jesus Christ, our faith in it?
同时今天的经文也在回应一章二十六节，若有人自以为虔诚却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
The same time, today's scripture is responding chapter 1, verse 26. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
管好舌头是真实虔诚的证据之一。
To control your tongue is another evidence of your true religious.
你我真的明白话语的影响力吗？
Do you understand that the real power of the speech?
我们的日常言行反映出这样的理解吗？
And is our daily speech reflected this kind of understanding?
第一节，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们会要受更重的判断。
Verse 1, not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged most strictly.
我晓得不管是成人或者是儿童主日学，教育部同工呢已经很难找到老师了。
I understand it is very difficult to find the teachers both for Sunday school, children's Sunday school and adult Sunday schools.
我这样一说，我会不会更难邀请到老师？
So would that be more difficult to find teachers?
如果因着这一篇信息而打退堂鼓的，那我的信心呢，肯定是被你误解了。
Now, if you are discouraged by today's message, I would think that a message must be misunderstood.
但是我鼓励大家参加刚才报告4月20号的培训。
However, I should encourage each of you to attend a training on April 20th.
不管是老师或者是家长或者是这个助手，都鼓励你参加。
Whether you're a teacher or parents or a teaching assistant, I all encourage you.
我对讲员呢有十足的信赖。
I have full confidence in our teacher.
在当时的教育很不普及，能够识字的是少之又少。
That time, the education is not widespread, and the teacher is very scarce.
然而呢，圣经真理的传递呢，又是得要靠老师的教导来延续。
But the truth of a Bible will be inherited by teaching with those qualified teachers.
因此呢，早期教会的老师跟犹太会堂的拉比一样，有相当程度的威信。
Therefore, those early teachers and rabbi at the Jewish synagogue will have a very high prestigious.
怎么样的人会认为做师父呢是抬高身价的捷径呢？
What kind of people will think to be a teacher is a short way to be with a high status?
是怎么样的人会积极去争取做师父呢？
What kind of people will work hard to try to be teachers?
这句话呢，就把书信读者的问题呢，给摊开在台面上。
This sentence introduces this problem of the audience of this epistles.
书信读者之间四章一节的征战斗殴，做老师的难道没有责任吗？
Chapter 4, verse 1, these folks fighting together, the question is this the responsibility of a teacher?
四章十一节的互相毁谤，做老师的难道没有涉入吗？
Chapter 4, verse 11, the people, the brothers, they are slander one another. Is this the responsibility of teachers?
这些不都跟没有管好言语有关系吗？
Are these relevant because we all mismanage our tongues?
为什么不要多人做师父呢？
Why not many teach, many people to presume teachers?
第一节下半段，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
The second half of the verse 1 said, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
从单数我的转换成复数我们，作者雅各呢，也把自己呢，放在他所警告的对象当中。
Transition from single I to multiples we, the author James also included himself in the audience of to be warned.
不是说呢，做老师的基督门徒会比一般基督门徒受更严厉的审判。
It is not to say that the teacher as a disciple would be judged more strictly than ordinary disciples.
是这样子的话呢，那还有谁愿意担任老师的职责？
That's the case. Who want to be a teacher?
而是说呢，在做老师的在教导中呢，会使用许多言语，也就让自己呢更多暴露在神的审判。
It is to say, to be a teacher will have many opportunities to speak more, thus to be exposed more in front of God.
越多教导，越多话语，也就越容易犯错，越容易把人给带偏了。
More teaching, more words, and more errors, and more prone to lead people astray.
同时，也就越容易衬托出做老师的是不是言行的言行一致。
Same time, it will be demonstrated whether a teacher is consistent between his words and deeds.
教导圣经，属灵教导更是如此。
Teaching Bible and spiritual teaching is so much of this.
为什么是这样子呢？
And why it is like this?
是不是不要做老师就没事了？
Is that true if none of us want to be a teacher?
是不是少说话就没事了？
Is it because if it is okay that just speak less?
第二节，原来 NIV 没有把因果连接词因为给翻译出来。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
The NIV version didn't translate the word a word of causal conjunction. It is said, verse 2, we shall stumble in many ways if anyone is never at fault in what he says. He is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
一位丈夫说呢，我刚才看到一位非常漂亮的女人。
Husband said,I just saw a very beautiful woman.
妻子问说，真的吗？然后发生了什么事呢？
A wife said, oh, is it really? What happened?
丈夫接着说，哦，我只是不停地欣赏着她，欣赏着，欣赏着。
The husband chuckled, I just kept enjoying seeing this beautiful woman.
妻子越来越恼火地问，接着有什么事情发生了呢？
With more angry, the wife said, what happened next?
丈夫笑着回答，你还在这里。
With smile, the husband said, you are still here.
若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人。
If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man.
毫无疑问，有一个绝对的标准存在，来断定完不完全。至终，你我都要向神交账。
Without doubt, there is an absolutely standard that tells us whether or not it's a complete, it's perfect.
老实说，很多时候不必等到将来。在话语上的立即负面结果，在旧约箴言已经多次强调过了。
To be honest, many times we don't even need to wait until future. In the Old Testament and New Testament, as many times show the speech bring us some negative impact.
像箴言第十八章第六节，愚昧人张口起争端，开口遭鞭打。
Proverbs 18:6, a fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating.
接着第七节也说，愚昧人的口自取败坏，他的嘴是他生命的网罗。
The next verse, 18:7, says, a fool's mouth is His undoing and his lips are a snare to his soul.
做老师讲话教导只是一个明显的例子。
It is just an obvious example to be a teacher and to teach.
你我也都在说话沟通，你我的平常话语也是很有影响力的。
We all talk, we all communicate, and it is with power when we talk.
有多大的影响力呢？
How big of an impact of those?
我们都要向神交账，看有没有什么过失的。
We shall all be accountable to our God and see if there's anything we are at fault.
因此，不管在众人向多人说话，或者是私下和一个人交谈。
Therefore, whether it is speaking publicly or just a one-on-one conversation.
不管是嘴巴上的言语，或者是脸书上、电子邮件上的话语。你我都要向神交账。
Whether it's a speech by our mouths or some writings on Facebook or emails, we all shall be accountable to our God.
所以我们都要问自己，你我是如何跟父母说话的。
Therefore, we shall all ask ourselves, how do we talk to our parents?
我们是如何跟老师、跟同学谈话的。
How do we speak with our teacher and classmates?
做父母的又是怎么样跟孩子交谈呢？
How do we conversate with our children as parents?
做老师的是怎么教导学生呢？
How do we teach as a teacher?
夫妻两人一体说话就可以没分寸吗？
With wife and husband being one together, can we speak without any boundaries?
父母亲在批评某某人的时候，听到话的孩子难道不会对那一个人产生负面的印象吗？
Don't you think the children will not have a negative impression on the person that parents was talking about in negative ways?
既然经文没有区分时间、场合、对象，我们所说的每一句话都要向神交账。
Because the scripture didn't say these in what special circumstances, therefore each of our words will be accountable to our God.
或是完全，或有过失。
Either perfect or at fault.
你我预备好了吗？
Are we prepared?
从第二节来看，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
From the verse 2, it says, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
我们的话语对我、你我的属灵光景是有巨大的冲击的。
Our speech has a great impact to our spiritual condition.
然而雅各会不会是夸大其词啊？
But if it's that true, James here is just exaggerated.
会不会是危言耸听啊？
And would that be possible if this sounds like an alarmist?
我们的话语真的有这么大的影响力吗？
Our speech has such a powerful impact?
真能够勒住全身吗？
It truly that will keep our whole body in check?
那么很简单嘛，不讲话不就没有过失了吗？
Well, I have a simple way. Just don't talk.
用勒住这个动词，很可能先有的第三节的图像。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。
Keep his body in check. It is probably reflected in the image of the next verse. It just says, when we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal.
我们当中有多少人骑过马，或者是这个驾过马车的？请举手。
How many of us have ride the horse or just ride the raise your hand.
我没有骑马或者是驾马车的经历，但是呢，我倒是看过不少这个西部牛仔片电影或者是电视影集。
I never have such experience, but I see many movies like Western cowboys movies.
脚环是不是小小的？
Is that the bits is very small?
马儿是不是很高大？
A horse is huge.
然而小小脚环决定大大马儿的方向。
But the bits decide the direction of the giant horses.
小小石头不也决定大大人儿的生命表彰吗？
A small ton is also the thing to decide people's life.
话语是带有强大能力的。
The speech has such powerful impact.
或许你听过这个故事，有一个人呢，从一位传道人那里呢，买了一只驴子。
Maybe you heard this story. A man bought a donkey from a preacher.
这只传道人的驴是受过传道人的特别训练。
This the donkey, the preacher has been trained in a special way.
唯一叫这驴前行的口诀是哈利路亚。
The only formula, the sentence that let the donkey move forward is a hallelujah.
唯一能够叫这驴子呢停止的口诀是阿门。
The only formula to keep this, to stop this donkey is amen.
这个人呢很高兴这一笔交易呢，他迫不及待的跳上驴子呢，要试试传道人告诉他骑驴子的指令。
We're so happy about this deal. This man just jumped on the donkey and would like to try how this trained donkey will work.
Hallelujah! 果真驴子开始往前走了。
Hallelujah, this donkey move ahead as is taught.
Amen. 哎，驴子果真马上停止。
And Amen will stop the donkey right away.
啊，这是太好了，这个人说。
It's wonderful.
在一声 Hallelujah 之下呢，他非常得意地骑着这个驴子呢出发。
Hallelujah. Then the donkey took this man move forward.
穿山越野旅行了一段长时间。
A long while of the cross-country ride.
正往一个悬崖前行的时候呢，这个人呢试着想要想起叫驴子停住的口诀。
As the donkey moved ahead towards the cliff, this man tried to remember what should he say to stop the donkey.
停住，驴子还是往前走。
Stop! But the donkey didn't listen. It continued to move forward.
这下可糟了，他嘴巴里的吐出他心中的焦急。
This is too bad, and so the man just came out the words from his heart.
圣经啊、教会啊、拜托你停下来吧，都不管用。
Bible, church, excuse me, please stop. Nothing works.
驴子呢，反而越走越快，离悬崖的边崖呢越来越近。
The donkey moved the faster and faster and closer to the cliff.
最后在绝望之下呢，这个人开始祷告起来，拜托啊，亲爱的神，拜托你在我掉到山底之下呢，叫这驴子停住吧。
Finally, with desperation, this man started praying and saying, God, just help me to stop this donkey before the cliff.
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
张开眼睛一看，就一步之差。驴子刚好 就停在悬崖旁边。
With eyes open, the donkey is just one step away from the falling the cliff.
这个人松了一口气，喊叫 Hallelujah!
With big relief, he shouted Hallelujah!
话语是带有强大能力的。
The speech is so powerful.
是不是不说话就没事了？
Is that be okay? Just don't speak?
那就像你骑上这个没有脚环的马，
but、
你能够去到哪里呢？
But if you just ride on this donkey without bits, where do you go?
不说话肯定会有负面的影响力。
If you don't speak, it surely will bring some negative impact.
接着第四节是第二个例子。看啊，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵。就随着掌舵的意思转动。
Then comes with the second example on verse 4. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go.
小小舵控制着大大船的方向。
The small rudder controls the direction of a huge ship.
这跟开车的道理差不多，对不对？
It is so true with driving a car.
我们当中呢有一些年轻人已经开始学习驾车的，小小的方向盘呢能够控制的大大的这个多用途车的方向。
Many of our youth started learn driving, and you realize the small steering wheel can control the car.
是不是不说话就没事了？
So is that true? It would be fine, just don't talk.
就像没有舵的船，没有方向盘的车，你能够去哪里呢？
It is just like the ship without rudder and the car without steering. Where can you go?
怎么去面对大风吹逼呢？
How do you face this huge wind ahead?
不说话肯定会有负面的影响力。
It is true to bring some negative impact if you don't speak.
盼望我们当中没有人认为说，哎，我不说话就可以自保，成为完全人。
Let me expect that just don't try to understand in such a way that if you don't talk, then it will be perfect man.
这里明确地指出三个关键组件。
Here it is so obviously demonstrated there are three important factors.
掌舵的意思有一个舵手。
The meaning of steering means that there is a person, there's a pilot.
有控制的手段，那个小小的舵。
There's a way to control. It is the rudder.
还有呢，这被控制的东西，大大的船。
The object to be controlled, it is a big ship.
这就像。人的意念、舌头，还有全身。
It is just like a man's heart, tongue, and the whole body.
那么舌头带有多大的能力呢？
But then, how big of an impact the tongue will bring to us?
第五节，这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
Verse 5 says, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
虽然动词说大话不一定有负面不好的含义，因为呢，这个字呢，在整本新约圣经里头只在这里出现过一次，我们呢很难确定这个字的意思。
Though the boasts here may not necessarily with negative meaning, because this word is only occurred once in the whole New Testament.
然而呢？却是在强调舌头能够把事情呢讲得很有威力，造成巨大的影响。
However, it is emphasized with that the tongue actually can bring things with such a powerful impact.
就像第五节下半段，看啊，最小的火能点着最大的森林。
Just like it's illustrated in the second half of verse 5 and says,Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
一点火花可以烧毁一大片，甚至一整座山的森林。
A spark of a fire can actually raise a big, widespread fire to destroy the whole forest.
比那嚼环与马，还有船舵与船只的对比呢，来得更大，甚至呢是可以说是没有限量的。
This impact is even with greater power than the bits in the horse mouth and the rudder on the big ship.
同时，星星之火可以燎原的图像也添加了难以控制的破坏力和毁灭力的意思。
The same time, the image of a single spark can start a prayer of fire will actually show us howmuch negative damage and destroying power to this analogy.
所以第六节呢，不再用比喻，舌头就是火，在我们白体中，在众多器官中，舌头是个罪恶的世界。
So verse 6, no longer using the metaphor, it says the tongue also is fire.
那么舌头带有多大的毁坏力呢？
Then what kind of how big of a destroying power this tongue can bring to us?
第一，它能污秽全身，人就不再有清洁、没有玷污的前程。
First, it can corrupt the whole person.
第二，也能把生命的轮子点起来，也就是呢，舌头能焚烧你我整个生命。
Second, It also sets the whole course of his life on fire, means it will destroy our spiritual life.
第三，并且是从地狱里点着的，是魔鬼撒旦点着那带有毁灭性的火，燃烧着舌头。
And thirdly, it is itself set on fire by hell. It is caused by the Satan who raised the fire on our body.
所以呢，不管是成人或者是年轻人。
Therefore, regardless what as adult or youth,
不管是男生弟兄或者是女生姐妹
，and brother or sister,
不管是两个人在一起，或者是呢一些人呢聚在一起
，two person together or group of people,
不管是在脸书或电子邮件，或者是在电话上，我们在谈什么，在聊什么呢？
What we talk on Facebook or emails, what we talk about.
小心闲言闲语，小心谣言。
Be cautious about gossip and be watch out rumors.
说话是带有强大能力的，尤其是带有难以控制的破坏力和毁灭力。
Speech is so powerful, and especially it can carry such a great impact to destroy everything.
家人吵架不就是因常常是因着谁说了什么话吗？
The quarrels among families, nevertheless, sometimes it relates to some people who said something.
11年前，我们教会分裂，许多人受到伤害，有人离开这个教会，就是因着小小的舌头。
11 years ago, it is because such a small tongue that caused this church a great lesson. The church split with people hurt, and some of them left the church.
既然话语带有强大毁灭力，而且呢，我们又不能不说话，那是不是可以控制一下我们的舌头呢
？Because our speech has such a powerful capability, then can we just don't talk?
是不是可以控制一下我们的舌头呢
？Is that can control our tongue?
舌头小小的，大概不难控制吧。
Maybe it's so easy to control because the tongue is so small.
第七节，各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了。
Verse 7, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man.
这里呢有两种分别，第一种分别呢是两个完全不同的族群。
Here there are two categories, way of categorized. The first one is there are two different kinds of beasts.
一群是各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族四种。
One group is the animals, birds, reptiles, and the creatures of the sea.
另一群呢是人。
Another group is a man.
这跟创世纪的分类是一致的，一章二十六节，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
It is characterized in the same way as it is in the Genesis 1:26. Said then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let."Them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
因着人有神的形象样式，人才有能力去管理其他的受造物。
Because the man has the God's image, so they can manage the creature created by God.
那在第七节的第二种分别是在走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族这些族群中呢，有些正在被人制服的过程中，也有些已经被人制服了。
The second way of to be characterized in verse 7 is one category is they are being tamed, another one is they have been tamed by men.
这是基于耶和华神给人管理万物的命令。
It is based on the command by God that man can manage for all those creatures.
你看， 人类是不是已经有了很高的成就了？
Don't you see that mankind has achieved a great deal?
雅各写的这封书信2000年后的今天，人类的成就不是更上一层楼了吗？
2000 years after the writing of this the epistle of James, we can see that mankind has achieved such a great accomplishment.
在星期二我在准备这段经文的时候呢，我想起前一天星期一早上呢，在电视上呢有一个最新的科学报道。
Tuesday when I was preparing the scriptures, it reminds me I saw a very the latest scientific report on last Monday.
透过最先进的计算机语言分析软件，语言学家能够确定大猩猩有说话的能力。
From the analysis of the latest computer language systems, the linguists determined that gorillas have the ability to talk.
并且呢，间断出呢一些声音的意思来。
But also they can determine that there is some meaning for those sounds raised by the gorillas.
同时呢，在语言学家的指导之下呢，哎，采访记者可以跟大猩猩呢做简单的沟通了。
The same times with the guidance of those linguists, the journalists can actually communicate with those gorillas.
你说这不就是被人制服了的最新证据吗？
Don't you see such evidence that it is these creatures being has been tamed by man?
我赶快呢上网去找这个详细的报道呢，要把这个记者跟这个大猩猩对话的这个确实内容呢跟大家分享。
I'll try to go to find those information on the net to share with you how this journalist actually have conversation with the gorilla.
我先从中文网站找起，因为呢，我读中文的速度比读英文快嘛。
I started out searching from a Chinese website because I can read Chinese a little bit faster.
找不着。
But nothing can be found.
大概呢，这个科学报道呢才刚刚出来，中文网站呢还来不及翻译。
Maybe this scientific report is so new that a Chinese site didn't have the time to translate yet.
我只好呢回到这个电视台的这个网站上面去找，嘿，终于找到了。
Then I went to the website of the TV station and I was lucky, found it.
记不记得星期一是几月几日？
Don't you remember what day is the Monday?
十月一日愚人节。
April Fool's Day on the first.
然而人类现在的成就是100年前是无法想象的。
But it is imaginable that the accomplishment of today's humankind in 100 years ago.
即便如此，第八节，唯独舌头没有人能制服。
Even with that,Verse 8 said, but no man can tame the tongue.
为什么舌头这么难被控制呢？
And why the tongue is so difficult to be tamed?
因为呢，舌头是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
Because the tongue is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
可最后一句呢，可能是出自于旧约诗篇140篇第三节，他们使舌头尖利如蛇，嘴里有尾蛇的毒气。
The last verses probably came from the Psalm 140, verse 3. It said, They make their tongues sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips.
如果我们没有意识到是舌头是最难控制的，也就很难感受到舌头的杀伤力和毁坏力。
If we don't realize that the tongue is the most difficult to be tamed, then we won't feel that the destroying power of caused by the speech.
那在第八节的不止息，在书信开头一章八节也出现过，心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
The word restless is also occurred in chapter 1 verse 8 says he's a double-minded man unstable in all he does
看起来缺少专一尾声也是舌头的问题。
And it seems that it's a double-minded person is because of the tongue
心怀恶意的人想讨神的喜悦，同时呢又想讨世界的喜悦。
The double-minded person try to be liked by the world, also try to be pleased by the God.
以至于呢，生活方式跟自己的基督信仰呢不一致。
Therefore, their living style is inconsistent between what they do and what they believe.
在第二章一到十三节指出，这种人想要信奉荣耀的主耶稣基督，却又按着外貌对待神的子民。
And chapter 1, verse 1 to 13 show those kind of people, on the one hand, they try to be pleased to the glorious God. On the other hand, they are doing partiality towards people.
接着在2章14到26节指出这种人毫无惭色地宣称相信神，却又没有真实信心所带出来的行为。
And subsequently, chapter 2, verse 14 to 26, to show such kind of people, they shamelessly claim they have faith in God. At the same time, they never show their, backed by their deeds in their faith.
不止息的恶物，舌头也是心怀恶意地缺少专一为生。
The restless evil is another evidence that tongue is because of the double-minded person.
因为第九节，我们用舌头颂称颂那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
Verse 9 says, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse them. We have been made in God's likeness."
我们现代人啊，我们现代人呢，常常把用舌头称颂那为主为父的，限制在主日早上在教堂里，顶多两个小时而已。
Nowadays, we only limited our mouths to praise our Lord in the limited 2 hours window on Sunday morning.
然而呢，然而神给人声音，给人说话能力，只是为着一个星期的两个小时吗？
But God gave people the voice and the power of the speech is just for the Sunday morning 2 hours.
老实说，受造物人在醒着的时段都用来称颂神，一点也不为过。
To be honest, if our as a creatures, if we use every time to praise the Lord while we're awake, it is so necessary.
如果称颂神是话语的最高表现之一，那么咒诅人是话语的最低表现之一。
If we say that praise the Lord is the most highest method of speech, then the cursing the people is the lowest method.
把神给的说话能力拿来咒诅有神形象的人，这样合理吗？
Is it reasonable to curse a man in God's image with such a speech capability given by God?
第十节，颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
Verse 10 says, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be.
而不仅仅是不合理的。
It is not just unreasonable.
这也肯定呢，肯定，这也肯定不是有真实信心的生活表彰。
It is truly not the demonstration that someone has the true faith.
记不记得耶稣的教导是什么？
Don't we remember what's the teaching of Jesus?
路加福音第六章二十八节，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
Luke 6:28 says, "Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you."
耶稣的标准是不是太高了？
Is that the standard of Jesus so high?
是不是很难做到？
Is that so difficult to do that?
如果是很难做到的话，耶稣不就强人所难了吗？
If it is so difficult, then Jesus is so inconsiderate.
那信耶稣有什么好处呢？
What's the benefit to believe in Jesus Christ?
信耶稣不就反而惹来一堆条条框框的要求吗？
To believe in Christ is just like to bring lots of rules to our lives.
回到第十节， 颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，你有没有看到嘴巴只是一个出口？
Back to verse 10. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. Don't you see the mouth is just the outlet?
什么是背后的源头呢？
What is the source behind that?
舌头发出来的话语只是一种表达，内里的源头是什么呢？
The speech through the tongue is just a reflection. What's inside?
作者雅各延续耶稣的教导，马太福音15:11怎么说？
And James continued with scripture using Matthew.The teachings in chapter 15:17-18.
15:11. 入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。
Chapter 15, verse 11, Matthew says, "What goes into man's mouth does not make him unclean." But
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
15:17-18, 岂不知凡入口的是运到肚子里，又落到茅厕里吗？唯独出口的是从心里发出来，这才污秽人。
Verse 17:18 says, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean."
19:20, 因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷窃、妄政、谤赌，这都是污秽人的。至于不洗手吃饭，那却不污秽了。
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what makes a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands did not make him unclean, as said in verse 8:19-20.
嘴巴只是流出心里所想的。
The mouth is just the outflow of what's in your heart.
也因为是如此，所以耶稣在马太福音12:36教导说，要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
And just because of what we just read, and as it showed in Matthew 12:37, says, "By your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned."
嘴巴只是你我属灵生命的气压表。
And the mouth is just a barometer of our spiritual life.
再回到第十节，称颂和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄，这是不应当的。
Back to verse 10, say, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing, my brothers, this should not be.
你我已经是属神的人，你我是新造的人，是可以专一委身地说出荣神义人的话。
You and I belongs to God, and you and I are already new creation, and we should just belong to God and yield to this.To him and to say something to glorify God and edify a man.
不应当让称颂和咒诅都从一张嘴巴里发出来。
We should not let praise and cursing come out of the same mouth.
第十一节，泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦，希腊原文是苦而不是盐，两样的水嘛。
Verse 11 says, "Can both fresh water and salt water flow?" From the same spring, the word in Greek, it is bitter, not the salt.
答案当然是否定的。
The answer is truly no.
对巴勒斯坦人而言，泉源是他们饮水的主要供应来源。
To the people in Palestine, spring is the main source for their water.
泉源呢，不可能一天流出可以饮用的清水，另一天的流出不能喝的苦水。
The spring cannot flow out of fresh water on one day and another day to come out of the salt water.
相同的，嘴巴称颂我们的主，我们的父，又用嘴巴来咒诅按照神形象塑造的人，是无法想象的。
Similarly, we cannot imagine that use the same mouth to praise.God and also curse the brothers in God's image.
早上出门前，或者是在车上的时候骂孩子。
In the morning, before we go out of church or in the car, we just curse our kids.
接着在这里唱诗赞美神。
And then we sing the inspiration and praise our God.
等一下在车上或者是回家之后呢，又跟我们的配偶吵架。
And then on the way home, we may argue with our spouses.
不是也很奇怪吗？
Don't you think it is odd?
第十二节，我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？ 当然不能。
Verse 12 said, "My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives?" Of course not.
葡萄树能结无花果吗？ 当然不能。
Or a grapevine bear figs? Of course not.
因此呢，咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
Therefore, the salt water cannot become fresh water.
不是新造的人，也就说不出纯净造就人的话。
You cannot speak purely to edify people if you're not a new creation.
不在基督里的人，也照样说不出荣神益人的话。
It is difficult to speak to glorify God and edify man if you're not in Jesus Christ.
嘴巴流出心里所想的。
The mouth flew out with the what's in your hearts.
这就不是简单的不说话就没事了。
It is not simply to say not say something.
那我们应该怎么样来回应呢？ 保守我心。
So how do we respond to today's message? Guard our hearts.
你有没有想到，认定自己是学生的，才会认真听课、学习、写作业？
Have you realized if you think you are a student, then you will study diligently and do the homework?
认定自己是父母的，才会思想教育子女。
If you are sure you are a parent, then you are determined to think about teach children.
这些呢，我们都明白，也都实际地活出来了。
We all understand that, and we all start living out of this.
然而，有多少人像认定自己是学生，或像认定自己是父母的一样，认定自己是新造的人？
But how many of us actually will consider ourselves as a new creation as we do, we are students or we are parents?
这样子时时认定自己是新人的。 这就叫做保守我心。
And it is called guard our hearts if we recognize we are a new creation all the time.
新人才是你我真正的身份。
The new creation is truly our identity.
什么样的人就说出什么样的话。
And what kind of people say what kind of speech?
让我们把基督新生命给活出来。
Let us live out the new life in Jesus Christ.
这样子的生命见证，这样子的生命就见证出耶稣基督是我家之主。
Such kind of lives will demonstrate that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our families.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
使徒父神们，谢谢你，因为你自己让在基督里，让我们能够成为一个新造的人。
Lord, we thank you for your message and today because in you led us to become a new creation.
也透过这段经文让我们看到我们应该是怎么样把这基督的生命活出来。
And through this scripture, you allow us to reflect how we can live out as a new creation.
然后我们在想说怎么样来控制嘴巴的时候，让我们先思想 我们是一个怎么样的人？
While we thinking about how we can control, tame our tongue, let us think about what kind of a person we are.
然后我们知道，确定我们是在基督里是一个新造的人，我们嘴巴流出来就是荣神益人的话。
Let us recognize we are new creation in Christ. So out of our mouths, coming out of our hearts, are the words to glorify God and edify people.
我们求你祝福我们每一位。
We pray that you bless each one of us.
让我们成为你手中合用的器皿来见证你自己。
Let us be a good vessel to be used by you to demonstrate you in our lives.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣基督的名。
such prayer and thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.